Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what's that? Where's the sound? Supposed to be my intro music, right? But I got me a brand new studio here, and I got to deal with it. That's exactly what happened. For those of you who don't know, the chat room is open. In fact, I think I put a greeting message up on there. This is the first show I've done in the last, I believe going on 10 months. And believe it or not, I'm very happy. So let me give you a little warm-up, give you a chance to call some friends, get them on the line. We got some good information coming. And all I can say is I wish you a healthy and prosperous 2015, because Jay's is back.
Thank you.
All right. You know, nothing's changed from last year. I'm still doing the same thing, always. I start out by reading my success proclamation statement, and I am that I am. Every morning I wake up, my inbox is filled with people who want to join my business. People are easily attracted to me. I'm amazed at how effortless it is to make money. Mountains of abundance are flowing into my life. I'm earning $100,000 a month. I am infinite. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I'm weighing in at 195 pounds. I'm exercising every day. I am abundant. I'm a great mentor. I am a great leader. I'm a great motivator. I am unstoppable. I'm recruiting two people a day. I have built a team of 10,000. The date is on it by December this year, 2015. I want to build a team of 10,000. I will cash my first $10,000 check July 31st, 2015. That's in residual income, by the way, because that's very important. I'm chosen by God for greatness. I'm without any doubt positive that very, very soon my dreams will be a part of my past. I am that I am. Ooh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Well, what can I say? It's 2015, all right? So if you have not gotten yourself together, you know, it's, believe me, it's time too. There's a lot of changes going on. I'm finding out that you've got companies out there. I'm speaking to my network marketing friends. You have companies that are closing down, you know, that were on top last year, 2013, and now they're fading. But now it's been announced for almost 2 years that they were, so it's okay. Those things happen, all right? As long as you, I tell people all this time, when you choose a company, I'm going to talk about it later, but since I'm on that roll, I might as well go ahead. You have to make sure that you pick a product that's in demand, okay? Then you have to have what we call a niche market, somebody that wants what you have. And then, of course, the compensation plans has to meet, your criteria, meaning that you feel that you're getting paid for the amount of time that you're investing into your business. And as long as those things add up, guess what? All right, you got a good business. Okay? A little bit later on, I'm going to be talking about a call that starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want you to make sure that you're on it. Now, think about this. I brought this program back for one reason only. I always call my program my missionary work. Okay, I've been out for years to prove to people that they can change their lifestyle. They can change right where they're at, okay, and use network marketing as a tool. And a little bit later on in the show, I'm going to explain to you exactly what I'm talking about. But for right now, I'm going to go back and play a little bit more music, because I really feel me being back, this is a celebration. Them. Trust in God and work hard. I'm going to repeat that last part. Work hard. Now, that's an unknown author. I found that somewhere today, and I thought it'd be very interesting for the first show. Because, you know, in December, this is when everyone starts making their plans for 2015. And they set some goals, and it's everything from lose weight to I'm going to buy my mama a house. Well, you know what happens to goals or dreams that are not written down on a piece of paper? Nothing. Sad to say, that's it, you know. Nothing. It was just a dream. And normally they say 80% of the New Year's resolutions and promises and whatnot, 80% are gone within 60 days. That means people start the year with very good intentions. Okay, they want to change their life. They're tired of the situation they're in. They don't like the neighborhood they're in. They don't like the car they're driving. They don't like the job they have. In December, people sit down and think about everything that's wrong in their life. And they promise their self, okay, that they're going to make a change starting 1 January. Now think about this. They had all year to do something, okay, all year. And they wait until December, normally somewhere between the 20th and the end of the year, the 31st, right, to make these vague promises to their self. And then January 1st, well, let's say January 2nd, all right, they're back on the job. And life gets in the way. And then we all know what happens, right? You got it. Everything that they intended to come about didn't come about. Let's talk about the objective of this show. And because I don't want to miss anything, so I may be some jokes. But, some notes. I'm having a good first show, so I'm a little tongue-twisted. Yeah, right. Jay Early lost for words. No, not really. I'm a little upset. Let me get it off my chest. Cowboys lost. You know, I felt that they were going to lose, you know, so guess what? I felt it and they lost, okay? And then my boy Peyton Manning, you know, when I turned the TV off, he was struggling. It don't look good. I think it was something like 21-10 or something like that, so. But for Peyton, sad to say, that's normal. I don't know, you know, he's supposed to be the best quarterback in football, and he can never seem to, in the playoffs, to pull the trigger. But that's another show. Anyway, the objective of this show is to enlighten people to the fact that network marketing industry is an honest and profitable way, first of all, to become a business owner. Okay. Now, what I love about the network marketing industry, you know, I tell people this all the time, it doesn't care. It doesn't care if you were a high school dropout. It doesn't care if you have a master's degree. It doesn't care if you just got out of a jail, okay, or you're a doctor. If you live uptown or if you live in the ghetto, okay. Network marketing, we could like to say it evens the playing field. Everyone starts out with the same opportunity to be able to live the boss lifestyle. Okay, we've had so many people that come over from corporate America into network marketing. You know, they were making good money. They were making six figures. But what they're looking for is time freedom. They want to be able to see their family grow up. Now, you know, I've been doing this study for the last, since October 2012. And my wife, she's retired. All right. So, you know, we get to see each other all day long because my office is just down the hallway from the kitchen. So I leave the breakfast table, you know, grab my last cup of coffee, and then I walk down the hallway and I'm at work. So that means we've got two cars and we keep thinking about getting rid of one of them, except one of them is her antique. Okay. And we don't know what to do. So, you know, in the summertime, we drive a convertible, and in the wintertime, we, you know, drive a hardtop for right now. But we don't really need two cars because I'm not going anywhere anymore. You know, I used to travel. I was in the financial services industry. All right. I did financial planning for 30-some years, so I was on the road a lot. No more. Network marketing. All right. It's there for everybody. So during our shows, we will be covering different topics of becoming a successful network marketer. Now, everything from personal development to marketing tips, coaching, mentoring, everything that will help you be successful, okay? Plus, we're going to have guests on, and I'll say right now, at least 52 of them between now and this time next year, at least one a week, because we're going to start out doing it on Sunday nights. I pray I can find the time where I can get back to doing it like I was doing it before. I was doing it Monday through Friday, but for right now we're going to do it on Sunday nights. So starting next Sunday, I will have some successful network marketer on here. And believe me, I know enough of them. Okay. And we're going to have them tell their story because, you know, believe it or not, successful network marketers are just normal people who started out, believed in their company, believed in their product, and they plugged into a system, a marketing system, okay? And they followed what they were told, had a little success, then had some more success. They taught somebody else what they were taught, and the person they brought on taught somebody else, and they built up a network, okay? Because believe it or not, you cannot be successful in network marketing unless you focus on helping somebody else, okay? This is what I call a help someone else business. Because once you get in, once you learn the ropes, then your job is to teach others. You're not going to make it any other way. So if you're one of these people who say, well, I don't need anybody. I'm an island. Well, guess what? The network marketing is not for you. And you will never make it. I repeat that. You will never make it. Okay? You have to take the eyes off of you when you get into network marketing, and you have to look with someone else. Hey, I see someone took advantage of my chat room. I'm going to say hello, guest number 2078. Thanks for being here. And I was hoping some of my friends would call in. So I'm going to play me a little bit of Chic. I'm sorry. Thank you. Sunday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can be on the lookout for the advertisement for who's going to be on, or you can go to my fan page. Now, write this down, okay? It's J, and then Prosperity, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, and then Early. If you type that into the search bar, you should come up to my fan page. Now, don't put an S, all right, because I also have a... one of my Facebook pages is Jay's Prosperity, but it's just J-A-Y, space, Prosperity, space, Early, E-A-R-L-E-Y, all right? And then you'll be on my fan page. And on my fan page, by the way, my fan page is for all network marketers. It make a difference what company that you're with, all right? I don't post a lot on there about my business. I do sometimes, of course, a commercial. But it's not something to worry about. So if you're strong in what you're doing, there's a lot of marketing tips there, motivational quotes, motivational slides, videos, all that good stuff to keep you pumped up. Because think of this. I don't care who you are, to include myself, I need to be fired up. You know, when I want to be fired up, I'll go to Google, but I'll go to YouTube and do a search for people like, Eric Thomas, Jim Rowan, John Maxwell. I can't even think of all of them right now because I want to. But Eric Worre is a good one that I listen to. Okay, I just and listen to something that I haven't or even I'll go back to sometimes to something I haven't heard before. Now, you need to be doing this every day, okay? Always remember, and I'll say this in every show, success starts in your mind first. That's where success starts. And then, you speak it out to the universe, of course, which is God. Right? And then you have to operate in belief. You have to operate in belief that it's already happened. Okay? Because if you start doubting yourself, guess what? Yeah, you're right. Nothing will ever happen. All right? It's just like, one guy I love, he's always been my idol when we talk about winning. And he's the perfect example of the power of positive thinking. And that was Muhammad Ali. You know, back then he was called Cassius Clay. Then, of course, he went to Muhammad Ali. I've known him since the days of Cassius Clay. I used to watch his fights with my father. Okay. But the key was this. This guy believed so much in himself that he actually, through his words, he put it into his opponent's mind. I'm serious. I've watched fights before where guys didn't fight their normal fight because they were scared of getting beat, to be honest with you. Okay, they were actually worried about that round that Muhammad Ali said he was going to take him out in. Okay, now, if he didn't take him out, he scared him enough to be points enough ahead to win the fight. So your words are powerful, and in one of our shows, we'll go into details on that one. All right, so what you say, what you speak out of your mouth, that's what you are going to get. That's for sure. A little Jackson 5. Okay, Confucius say, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. Wow, it made a whole lot of sense, didn't it? The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. You know, the problem with, you know, they talk about the numbers of people who start a business every year and fail, and the numbers are ridiculous. Okay, I'm speaking of all businesses. Okay, it's in the 90s, and it's crazy. You know, especially when you invest your money. This is one thing that I hate, and I really mean that, or dislike a whole lot. Sounds better. In network marketing, the C-suite that will invest their money in a business, and then they won't plug in. They won't go to work. They won't follow the system. Okay. I have a company in that I'm into. I'm in right now, which is called. Oh, I just got an email. Vacation travel. All right, here's the email I just got, and this is the second one I got today, to be exact. This one says, "Okay, congratulations to Anton, Clemens, Solomon, Lacey, and Patterson for reaching international executive." Now that's one of the rankings in vacation travel. Okay, these are people who, what they did, they came on board and they plugged into the system. Okay, they plugged into the system. And then I had another one. Oh, I can't see it right now. I wanted to read it to you. Oh, there it is. There it is. And this person just made executive diamond. Now that's some money. Executive diamond. I mean, that's a goal that I don't have until the end of the year. Okay. Just made executive, Ronald Sylvester just made executive Donald. So all my paycation business partners out there, congratulations. Okay. In fact, I'm gonna start posting these on my wall. They're just awesome. Now, if anybody wants to know what I'm talking about, grab a pen. Let me give you some information real quick. All right, tonight we have a call, and in fact, the CEO of and founder, Mr. David Manning, is going to be on the call. It starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the dollar number is 530-881-1300. Okay, and the pin to get in, I'm sorry, is 217-644-pound. Let me back up. The number again is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 217-644-POUND. That starts at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, these are normally team training sessions tonight. But if he's coming by, I know he's going to be doing some preaching, and I figured you might want to just listen into that preaching that he's going to be doing. Okay? So, I gave you some more helpful information. What's my time clock look like? 1:35. Okay, good, good, good. I'm doing good. This is the first night of my show, and I'm not gonna have. I don't have any guests coming on, so it'll be a little bit more musical tonight. Okay, but I guarantee you, we'll be getting into study next week. And by the way, this is the way my show normally starts. Okay. When you hear that, you know Jay is about to rock and roll and give out some good information. So you get on the phone, call somebody, and make sure you get them on the show. Okay? Let me do something for the ladies. This one's for the ladies. Be right back. Oh, Charlie Wilson.
Yo, see. Yo, we need to get out and do something, man. Got all these hot cars and hot cribs. Ain't got nobody to share it with, baby. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, wow. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, babe. The name is Charlie.
With all of this fortune, what am I doing single? Sometimes I tell myself, man, get out and mingle. You don't have to be alone, you need someone to love. But being famous, sometimes it's hard to find someone to trust.
I'm here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Last name Wilson.
I was wondering if I could
take you
out.
Take
you out. You out. I invite you to
my
house. Here is my number.
Baby. Call me.
And don't forget,
no.
My name is Charlie.
Now I ain't got nobody to ride in my new coupe with. Ain't even got nobody to chill with on the weekend. This is just a house, just a one makes it a home. Love don't count me out. Cause I'm so all alone.
But here with that this time, I'm gonna treat myself.
Being in love is good for your health.
It's time to share this fortune and fame with someone else.
Now that I'm in this club, I might as well.
Hey girl, how you doing?
How you doing?
My name is Charlie.
Charlie,
that's Nick Wilson. I was wondering if I could take you out.
I know you've heard this somewhere.
You know I want you, girl, for sure.
And that's why I
you were listening to some good music. I found something I wanted to read to you because it has to do with success. It's exactly what we're talking about right now. And we'll be talking about the rest of the year on Sunday nights. It says, infuse your life with action. Don't wait for it to happen. Make it happen. Make your own future. Make your own hope. Make your own love. And whatever your beliefs, honor your creator. Not by passively waiting for grace to come down from upon high, but by doing what you can to make grace happen yourself. Right now, right down here on earth. That's by Bradley Whitford. If you take apart what he says now, a lot of times people hear something, what, did he say that? Because, you know, they teach you in some churches that you have a situation or you want something, you pray to the Father about it, and then you sit back and wait. Well, I'm here to tell you that you need to take some action. Okay? If you say that you want to build a business, build a new home, whatever, you start taking some action on your own. And you might not know what you need to do, but you will be given direction if you listen. See, the problem is most of us don't take the time to tune in. You know, some people say, well, is God talking to you? Yeah, he's always talking to you. Okay, the question is, are you listening? See, a lot of people don't understand. You know, we have something like 60,000 thoughts go through our head. Actually, I think it's 66,000. I know it's over 65,000 thoughts go through your head a day. Just give you three numbers, right? I don't like that 6-6 stuff. So anyway, so let's say 65,000 plus. The problem is 80% of that stuff is negative. Okay? So I like to say that the bad part in you is trying to win. And you got to overcome it. And I'm going to give you some books to start with, by the way. All right, I got a little list I made for you for tonight. Suggested books to read for network marketing beginners. And I'm going to say it's some of you old-timers because you probably forgot it. The first one, of course, and I go back to this so often, Think and Grow Rich, right, by Napoleon Hill. Then your next one is Your First Year in Network Marketing. That's by Mark Yonara. And then, of course, who else we got? Oh, yeah, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. Now, are there other books out there you should be reading? Yes. Okay? But those right there, if you start out with the first one and just read 10 pages a day, it'd probably take you, oh, I don't know, you could a year to get through all three of them, a year, year and a half, something like that. And that's the beginning. And I use these as references. You know, I go back to them again. I don't just take and just do them one time and that's it. No, that's not going to work. Okay? Because you should have a library, and I didn't say a computer, I said a library of books. Okay? I think I've got about four shelves worth of books. Should be more than that, but then I started getting a lot off the internet. Okay, so e-books. And e-books are awesome, by the way. Okay, same material, it's just in a smaller book. That's all. The Shylights.
Today, I was happier as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory. Though day after day I've tried, I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
My objective is to build leaders. I see people on Facebook following false people, flashing false money. And some of you network marketers know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? So stop cheering them on and liking every word that they throw your way because they go out and rent fancy cars for the weekend to make you think they're rolling in money. Always keep this in mind. My daddy told me this. People have money. They don't flash it. There's no need to. They're comfortable in their self, so they don't need to flash their money, okay? I always say, ask questions. What is this money flasher really doing to show me how to build real wealth? Yes, people are looking for real mentors who are there to show them how to achieve success, not flash money and fancy cars that they do not even own. So open your eyes. Look behind the flash. Now you see why I got a bunch of likes on that, right? And it's a reality, okay? In fact, there was a group that I know that did it very heavily on Facebook. Right? But keep this in mind. People who really have money, they don't flash their money. Well, then what about you, Rob? No, I'm just joking. No need to, you know. And always remember, there is a leader in you. You don't have to follow anybody, right? People are looking for leaders, yes. But here's the thing. If you're going to be a good mentor, and you can say leader, I'm going to say mentor. I'm going to back it up. You want to be a good leader. What you want to do is develop leaders, okay? That helps everyone. Develop leaders. So think of this. If you're going to build a team one day of 4,000 or 5,000 people, you can't lead them all. It's impossible for you to lead them all. But there's a book out there. I'll give you another book to read. Jeff Olson. It's called The Slight Edge. And he tells a story in there of building a solid foundation of 25, meaning that you, within your downline, you have to build a circle of five leaders, okay? And then you teach them to build a circle of five leaders. And actually, that's a little bit more than 25, ain't it? It's about 30. But my point is, you can't control more than that. It's impossible. It's out of your hands. And a real successful network marketer will always build their business away from them. Now, how do you build your business away from you? You have to develop leaders. You can't do it all yourself. You drive yourself nuts. I know a guy that told me, right, because we believe in what's called the old way of building business, the same way that Amway did it, Herbalife, and a number of other top companies. We like to call it eye-to-eye, or nowadays, because of network marketing, it could be Google Hangout. That's eye-to-eye. It could be a telephone call. But when you build a business and you build it offline, it could be in home presentations. It could be in one-on-one presentations. It could be in hotel presentations. You get to know those people, okay? And that's why I'm saying, if you're going to have a team one day that's 5,000 to 10,000 strong, you have only done it if you build leaders, okay? So success comes from having a mentor and being a mentor. Well, I put out a lot of information tonight, haven't I? All within about 53 minutes. And the reason I'm counting my time is because I'm not going to stay around for 90 minutes. I'm going to cut out here very shortly. But I will be back next week with a lot more good stuff. Okay? I want to see if I can't... what do you want to hit with? Oh, here we go. Go back to some old school. Here's Cheryl Lynn. look, again, don't forget to get on this call tonight. All right. It's a special team training call, but I think because our founder, Mr. David Manning, he's the founder of Paycation Travel, the company that you're hearing a lot about right now. Get on there and listen to the information he's putting out. And I hope they go over that awesome comp plan, with about 20 different ways to get paid. But if not, make sure you inbox me on Facebook after, and I'll get you that information. The call is at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the telephone number is 530-881-1300. And the PIN to get into the particular conference is 217-644-POUND. Now, again, the number is 530-881-1300, and the PIN is 217-644-POUND. I'll see you on that call. And don't forget, next Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I will have a guest, so make sure you go by my fan page, which is J Prosperity Early, all right? And I'll make sure that I have it posted on you. All right? So... I told you I'd be getting out here early. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in. And the first of 52. So we got 51 more shows at least to go in this year. And I pray by the end of the year that whatever your goal that you set out for, as far as your business was concerned, the information that you have got from Jay will bless you to get there. God bless. Talk to you soon.